Seven same-sex couples from the Winston-Salem area gathered at the Forsyth County Register of Deeds office Monday afternoon to apply for a marriage license.
I'm sorry, I'm not able to process a marriage license for you.
Okay, and why is that again?
There's North Carolina Statutes, Chapter 51, explains that same-sex marriages are prohibited in the state of North Carolina.
Okay.
Tim Young and Mark Maxwell of Winston-Salem have been together for 22 years. They fought back a flood of emotions as their marriage license was stamped with a denial date.
It's very sad. It's very disheartening. But we try to live our lives in a way where we are not denied. I mean, we've been together for 20 years. We've raised 4 kids. So anything that we want to do in our life, we're going to continue to do.
The thing that's kind of frustrating about this whole process is the realization that in just a couple of days that the District of Columbia will recognize our union of many years and our family as whole. But once we cross the line back into North Carolina, we're second-class citizens.
Dozens of family, friends, and clergy also showed up at the county government building to support and comfort the couples during their quest for a marriage license. The Campaign for Southern Equality, based in Asheville, organized the event. The group has staged peaceful protests in half a dozen southern states over the past year to raise awareness for lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender couples. Executive Director of the organization, Reverend Jasmine Beach Ferrara, says dozens of same-sex couples are participating in the We Do campaign.
We're currently in a stage of it that's taken us from Hattiesburg, Mississippi, starting on January 2nd, all across the South. All of this is meant to tell a story about LGBT people in the South and to call for full equality under federal law. We will keep growing the We Do campaign across the South and running these actions until we are fully equal.
Currently, 9 states in the District of Columbia have legalized same-sex marriage. In addition, 13 other states provide some sort of recognition for same-sex relationships. But a constitutional amendment passed by North Carolina voters last year clearly defines marriage as only between one man and one woman. Shannon Gilreath, a Wake Forest University law professor who specializes in women's and gender studies, says a constitutional amendment is much harder to overturn.
Really, what Amendment 1 has done is said to North Carolina state courts, you no longer have jurisdiction to decide this question. So we don't get lawsuits about it anymore, right? At least not about that question of whether there can be same-sex marriage qua same-sex marriage. In terms of what will have to happen for there to be some significant shift, you would need another constitutional amendment, barring, right, a decision from the U.S. Supreme Court that says no state can refuse to allow access to marriage for same-sex couples.
This spring, the U.S. Supreme Court is expected to hear oral arguments in a pair of cases challenging laws that define marriage as a union of a man and a woman. Gilry says he sees same-sex marriage as a civil rights issue.
When Loving versus Virginia was decided, North Carolina and Virginia had laws equally as emphatic about forbidding blacks and whites to marry. And so protests like this are simply keeping the focus on the fact that something needs to be done about this grave injustice, this sort of blight on our North Carolina historical record. There are many blights, and many of them dealt with the discriminatory injustices involving slavery. And so when folks say this is the civil rights issue of this generation, I think what you're seeing is, you know, the civil rights protest of this generation. That's what's going to be going on here.
L. Rankin of Winston-Salem and Kristen Hedden got engaged in June. This is the first time they applied for and were denied a marriage license in Forsyth County. They say they are concerned about benefits issues for same-sex couples like them.
You know, when we do go to doctor's offices and things like that, they treat us equally, but it's just still in the back of our head, you know, what if that day comes where we're really not allowed to be with each other?
I mean, our car insurance accepts us. I can't believe my health insurance company won't accept us.
Yeah, our car insurance has us as married.
Rankin and Hedden say they will have a commitment ceremony in North Carolina, no matter what the courts decide. If they can't get legally married in North Carolina in the near future, they say they may consider moving to a state that will recognize their union. Meanwhile, the Campaign for Southern Equality will make a final stop in Virginia Thursday. Several same-sex couples will then march to the nation's capital to take their message to lawmakers. Carrie Brown, WFDD News, Winston-Salem.